This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello and welcome to the new edition of the podcast of Life Value TV, the podcast for more life value. My name is Stefan Josef, and I'm happy that you're listening to my podcast as we talk today about the attractiveness of lateral entry and how the teaching profession has changed over the past 30 or 40 years, on the occasion of the 7th anniversary of my YouTube channel Life Value TV. Have you ever thought about lateral entry into the teaching profession? Which subject would you be most interested in? For at least 2 years now, lateral entry into the teaching profession has finally been on everyone's lips. For example, where there was still an oversupply of teachers in some areas at the turn of the millennium, many schools are now desperately looking for teachers. How could this development happen? The teaching profession was very attractive one for a long time, wasn't it? So we can only dream of an oversupply like in the past. The shortage of skilled workers extends more or less across all industries. In my opinion, the reasons are very different. As I myself have often heard, compromises were often necessary in order to even start teaching at a school. As far as I know, the rejection of an apprenticeship offer has led to a reclassification on the waiting list. And relocating the center of one's life is by no means an easy decision. At the same time, the interests of many young people have changed over the past 20 or 30 years. Simply studying for the sake of studying only brings frustration and dissatisfaction anyway. But can lateral entry actually compensate for the shortage of teachers? What are the biggest challenges that need to be overcome? As I can imagine, many trained teachers have sought their way into the private sector due to a lack of alternatives and found professional happiness there. For me, it is absolutely understandable that an interest in profession in a comfortable working environment is not given up so quickly. If you now take a closer look at the possibility of lateral entry into the teaching profession, in my experience so far, the greatest challenges for many new teachers lie in the didactic implementation as well as the technical topics if the previous profession had not or only marginally to do with it. When I received more information about the lateral entry into the teaching profession about a year ago, I was immediately enthusiastic about this opportunity. One of the things that I was interesting for me was the option to start with a few hours of lessons per week. After graduating from high school, I tutored for many years, which is why I could well imagine teaching. At the same time, questions such as the following arise. How much have children and young people changed? What is the best way to master the teaching profession these days? After all, the fast pace of the times, the oversupply of information, and the digitalization are just 3 points that certainly make the teaching profession more challenging than it used to be. Digitalization in particular carries the risk of succumbing to the so-called digital addiction for all of us. Of course, every generation has some peculiarities. Education, however, determines people's future opportunities. That's exactly why I decided to enter the teaching profession. For example, The university course for the basic qualification to teach the Catholic religion brings with it a lot of helpful knowledge for the classroom. For the application of this knowledge, the training includes, among other things, didactic aspects in order to develop a sensitivity for teaching. In which field would you like to teach? Many families are faced with the challenge of spending time together with their children, especially 100% of the time offline, even more than before. That is why the school environment is even more important today than in the past, to give children an appreciative and comfortable environment. I see religious education as a great opportunity to teach students the meaning and values of life in addition to knowledge about religion and faith. In any case, school should prepare for future life and make perspectives recognizable. Lateral entry is an ideal opportunity not to restrict teaching subjects but to maintain the scope. On the one hand, the shortening of the teacher training program is criticized, but on the other hand, it helps all career changers if it is completed alongside teaching. In general, this is certainly an opportunity to get more people interested in the teaching profession. Some people have probably been put off by the duration so far. After all, who doesn't want to start earning a year early? As I can say from my own experience, the part-time lateral entry is extremely interesting, even if, as with me, good coordination with the main job and the university course is necessary. I take particular pleasure in imparting knowledge to the students. In addition to the knowledge of a subject taught, I believe that a certain life experience makes an enormous contribution to mastering the new challenge of school in a lateral entry. So why not start teaching at the age of 40 plus? And at the end of the day, the crucial question is whether teaching becomes a true calling. I'm looking forward to your subscription to my podcast, and I invite you to take a look at my YouTube channel, Life Valley TV. I wish you a decisive time. All love, Stefan Josef. We'll be right back.